Wait, but graduate as an ensign?
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. When he graduates, he'll be commissioned an ensign.
Captain.
Go right into the Navy.
Uh-huh. Navy captain is a pretty... I never quite understood that. It's a pretty high rank, isn't it?
Yeah. My wife's sister is married to a naval officer, and he was just promoted to captain. The next step up is admiralty.
Oh.
So you're getting up to the top. And the Army, a captain is low. Ensign, lieutenant, junior grade, lieutenant, lieutenant commander, captain,
mm-hmm.
and on up.
Commander, is that a Air Force rank too? Do you know?
I think so. I think the Air Force has a commander. I don't know how it ranks with a mm-hmm. Commander in the Navy, but I think they do have a commander.
I met a fellow one time. His name was. And he flew with the Flying Tigers in China in World War II. And he drank bourbon. He said he only had about this much intestine left. he said they used to drink a bottle of bourbon before they flew. And
I wouldn't any more mix bourbon and flying than I'd mix bourbon and driving. I've never cared. I like to fly. I mean, as far as flying in a commercial plane, I love to fly. But I wouldn't want to be a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had the desire to be a pilot. And of course, Michael's not the least bit interested in the air wing of the Navy. He strictly ships with him.
Mm-hmm. I know especially if you're flying, your blood thins out, so that if you're flying on a commercial flight, if you take two or three drinks, you're completely lost because it's so high.
Yeah, I guess it would be. I don't care that much about drinking. If they, I drink socially, but one or two is enough for me. A little bourbon and a glass of ginger ale, and that's it. I can two or three in the course of a five-hour evening is all I can go. I don't like to get to the point where I get that fuzzy feeling like I'm looking through a cloud at everything. That when I get to that point, I quit because I don't like the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do a thing for me. And people who have to get up at first thing in the morning and take a drink before they can get going, a cup of coffee does me better than a drink of bourbon would to get me started.
Mm-hmm.
If they waited to make a profit on the liquor that I buy from them, they'd all go out of business because I don't buy that much of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care that much for it.
I stopped drinking coffee about, I guess it was about a month ago. I had, when I was in Austria, we had to, because we had this old German woman that, my roommate and I lived in the same apartment with her. She was the family we were living with. She served us black coffee that was real strong every morning.
Just like tar, probably,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
I know that there was a, when I was a kid, young boy, there was an Italian family
mm-hmm.
lived next door to us. The old man and woman had come to this country from Italy just after they were married. They were newlyweds
mm-hmm.
when they came over here. And she made coffee for him that was made in a very small pot. And when she poured it out,
espresso.
I don't know what it was. It was just like pouring. It was as thick as syrup when she poured it out of the pot,
mm-hmm.
and black as it could be.